As you're going to have the privilege to listen to Moses and Aaron, which is handwritten in 4 minutes, I'll try to be short and nevertheless polite. I would like to really congratulate Annette and Florian for this show, and Anselm, which are really dear close friend, and to apologize for jumping into the show by offering this introduction. But this introduction, I think that it's a duty. Some of you might remember the horrendous vulgar attacks against the Strobe, and mainly against Jean-Marie in Pompidou Center a few years ago, accusing him of being anti-Semite and Holocaust denial. This is absolutely rubbish. Both as a filmmaker, Israeli filmmaker, and a Jew, I wanted to give this homage to the Straubs. Let me first start with a quotation. In 1975, the year where the film was released, it was invited to the Lincoln Center in New York in order to be shown in the New York Film Festival. And I will start from a quote from this very serious and important newspaper, which is the New York Times. At first, movies were silent images. The sound was added. For some time now, the German director, Marie Straub, has been at work trying to remove the images. In his latest film, Moses and Aaron, it cannot be called a movie because virtually nothing moves, neither the camera nor what is photographing. Mr. Straub had come close to purging the screen of anything to see. At the same time, he will come close to purging the movie theater of anybody to watch. Some kind of anachronistic ideal is being approached here. A motionless screen in an empty theater with angry, monotone voices on the soundtrack reading out pamphlets to music. Some people, more in Europe than here America, fervently admire Mr. Straub for his aridity. Dryness in our still lush and overnourished civilization can seem a virtue. Aaron and Moses, which will be shown at Lincoln Center this afternoon and Tuesday night as Mr. Straub entry in the New York Film Festival, is one great Sahara. It's not banal to start with an critique, such a harsh critique, in order to present a film. But I believe that this very harsh critique against the Straub is a quite compliment when I will read to you the end. But let's go back first to the idea of Moses and Aaron adapting Schoenberg's opera. Schoenberg's opera, as you know, you might know, was written just a year before Schoenberg re-becomes a Jew, or anyway, revindicates the idea that he's a Jew and starts to practice Judaism. Many interpretations we have about Moses and Aaron, but something that should be emphasized is the fact that the Bible is not a holy book for the Jews, as many considered. In fact, only the five first book of the Bible are what is called the Torah, are holy books. But the book itself, I mean, this Bible, it's a holy book for the Protestant, which invented the idea of Jewish people. But Protestant, as we know, especially here, that also invented another thing, which is capitalism. Just send you to Weber's idea of the relation between Protestant and capitalism. Straub's film, in my opinion, as Schoenberg's opera, is not about iconoclasm, as some might think. I mean, the idea of destroying the images, facing the golden calf that the Hebrews are building in order to get an image of God. It's golden because gold is the idea of capital. And Moses facing the golden calf, when he comes down from the mountain of Sinai, in fact understand that law is broken facing money. I think that one of the most interesting attitudes in Straub's film is to emphasize the idea that the only way to oppose, in fact, image is by the non-image, which the critic, which is, I must mention that it's Richard Eder that wrote the critique against the film, tried to put up as the idea of non-image. Let me continue to quote. It is a filmed version of an atonal opera by Arnold Schoenberg, whose work was attacked in its days for uncompromising severity, and even now Israeli wisdom. Schoenberg, considering himself no minor prophet, modeled Moses upon himself. And I continue. Mr. Straub too seems to identify with Moses, the image breaker. He uses his camera technique in an attempt to reinforce the musical effect thought by Schoenberg. The first section where Moses is presented is almost without motion. And he ends his critique. It is done in detached, dragged fashion with deliberate pictorial dullness. The one major non-deliberate error is the subtitles. They are so bad, so Germanic, that sometimes it seems that this is a movie about present participles. And I continue, Mr. Straub is making a minimal film, in other words, the equivalent of minimal painting. It is an anti-movie, and this will be fine, except maybe for the people who got to see it. Could they get in, perhaps, with anti-money? We answer yes, they could get in with anti-money. These words were exactly, slightly different to what was written against Schoenberg in the Nazi dictionary on German music. The time of Schoenberg's hysterical spasm and shivers in music is now past. And now, when German music is just beginning to recover, one does reward this man's false doctrine with the highest national honors to emphasize his supposed greatness, showing that one is concerned with neither development nor the growth of German music. This means a challenge, and it honestly considered a trial of strength between Germanity and specifically Jewish spiritual conception of music. Also, it should be noted that Schoenberg, after his immigration from Germany, was soon forgotten. A quick but just sentence of history. This is not from the New York Times. This is from the Nazi Dictionary of Music. I would like to finish with one last element. We will all see in the film a very important reminder by the Straubs. And this is maybe the moment of the only real image of the film, and I think that it's behind us. It's a permanent reminder that what is considered today as a Western civilization and a Western people, which are the Jews, which are us, in fact became Westerns only at the moment that they were pushed out from the European desert. Or now that we are there, that we are not in Europe, we are not anymore Arabs. I think that the Straubs, by keeping us in the Arab image, gave us a great homage. Thank you very much.